You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the head of HoopsWire.com. He has a story out right now. Cavaliers can only burn Game 4 tape. Focus on what must be the winning streak of all streaks. And that's the truth. They need three in a row. He's our buddy Sam Amico. Hello, Sam.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Sammy.
We're kicking it around today and not really enjoying it very much. First of all, how in the world do you win Game 3 and look so good doing it, never trail, lead by as many as 26, and then come out the way you came out in Game 4 and never have it get better? How does that happen?
That's the question of the year. We've seen this not just with the Cavs, but throughout the NBA playoffs, where inexplicably teams just have a meltdown. And that was the Cavs in Game 4. The good news is I truly believe there's no such thing as momentum in the NBA playoffs. Look at the Denver Nuggets got blown out in, what, Game 2, and then come back and bounce back and win Game 3, you know. So the Cavs pretty much win convincingly Game 3, meltdown Game 4. So I don't know how that happened. It was clearly a lack of focus, a lack of they just didn't look ready. I mean, the very first possession, Darius Garland dribbles the ball off his foot out of bounds. And that was, it was telling of what the rest of the night would be. So it's hard to explain how something like that happens in such a big moment, but it does.
All right, we were sitting around trying to figure out what they did okay, and after reading your story, I see that you felt like they dribbled okay. Congratulations, Cavs. You dribbled okay.
Just okay.
But, yeah, not even, yeah, I mean, sure. Especially when you talk about the very first possession going off your guard's foot out of bounds. Give me any kind of confidence level. I forget about Game 6 or 7 because they don't really even exist. Can they come back and win Game 5?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you won Game 3, right? And you're at home. You're going to be energized. I would think that you would really be determined to respond after taking one on the chin. You know, and I think that this, you can't write a team off after one game, I wouldn't think. They have won, gone on winning streaks of 15 games, 16 games, 12 games. You know, the thing that's concerning is maybe this is just a terrible matchup, number one. Number two, you're a little obviously they're incredibly banged up now with Donovan Mitchell joining Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley had his issue with the ankle. So there are those concerns, but they figured it out before. They figured it out most of the regular season. And I think they can figure it out now for one game at home. Yes, absolutely.
Sam Amico joining us. HoopsWire.com is where you can read all of Sam's work. I'm a little perplexed by this because certainly in game two with Hunter and Garland and Mobley sitting out, you needed Donovan Mitchell to have a superb game, and he did. He took a lot of shots. In the first three games of this series, he took 30, 30, and 29 shots. He only took 27 or more shots four times, Sam, during the regular season. So that's seven games total where he's taken 27 or more shots. They're 2-5 in those games. And to me, it kind of goes back to last year where it's like, okay, we'll move the ball and run a better offense like they did all regular season long. I have a hard time getting mad about him taking so many shots because I think he's kind of had to in the playoffs. But clearly, that's not a recipe for this team to succeed, is it?
That's a great point. I mean, if they're going to win game five, you've got to go back to the ball zipping and moving. That's what they did pretty much in game three, even though Mitchell had a huge night that night. I felt like most of that came within the flow of the offense. Not all of it. Some of it was one-on-one that he felt the need to do. But they've got to go. You're right. The basketball moved. The scoring was balanced during the season. Now, there's been some issues there, obviously. You're not getting any production from Ty Jerome, who was huge in the regular season. You're not getting enough offense from DeAndre Hunter and some other spots. So it's been a whole lot of what we saw last year against Orlando, too much of it, which is too much dribbling, too much looking around and trying to find an open man. And not just moving the ball until something opens up. So I would think that that would be their game plan for game five, because they do not do well defensively when they're not clicking on offense.
Sam, your thoughts on Donovan Mitchell, and you know, it sounds like he's going to be a game time decision for tomorrow night. I thought the Cavs left him out high and dry in the second half by not saying anything until about, what, 4 minutes to go in third quarter, because TV was saying the Cavs aren't saying anything to us. We don't know what's going on. What's the situation? So, and you know, fans are all like, "Oh, he just doesn't want to play because they're losing by 40." Yet they forget that he missed the end of the regular season with an ankle injury, and then you see the video while it's on TV. So, just give me the whole big picture, because I don't think the Cavs helped him out from a PR standpoint by not saying anything. Even if they would have just come out after he had left and said he's being evaluated, they're working on him right now, they would have saved him some grief from fans that just wanted to bury him.
Yeah, I think he's going to play. I have no insight on that, but he came out and told Cleveland.com and The Athletic last night, "I'll see you Tuesday night." Mm. You know, I think that it would really take a lot for him not to play. Now, the question is he going to be Donovan Mitchell that we know and love here in Cleveland? Mm. That's the question. You know, Darius Garland with his toe, I thought in game three was very, you know, was a warrior in that game and came through and played 25 big minutes. I thought Darius Garland did well last night, but they need Mitchell to be something close to himself. He's not sitting out because he doesn't want to play or because they're down 41. I think the Cavs made that decision like, well, he's doubtful to return, but guess what? We're down 41 points, so we're not bringing him back into this. Let's get him, you know, treatment, get him ready for game five.
Sam Amico is joining us from HoopsWire.com. There's still another game to be won by Indiana before this series is over. So, I think the Cavs are capable of winning three straight games. That said, if you're Kobe Altman, if you're Mike Gansey, and you've watched what happened in this series, let's forget the Miami series because the Heat phoned it in for two games, and you've watched what's happened in this series, what have you learned about your team so far? Anything that makes you think drastic things in the offseason?
I don't think there's anything drastic. I don't think there's a lot you can do because of the aprons and all that. You know, they're kind of up against it salary wise. You could certainly make some trades, but I don't know, you know, that you're going to make a great improvement with trades, right? You know, you don't just trade guys to trade them. I think that it's pretty clear that you need to get another big guy who can play. Now, it doesn't have to be an all-star, but it, you know, Kendrick Perkins came out and said the other day, the Cavs need, in his words, a goon. And I think that they do. They need another physical big to relieve Allen and Mobley for 15 minutes a night and come in and be physical. I think that's what we're what we've learned from this series so far. You know, and I think win or lose, win three straight games and win the series, I still think that that's going to be one of their offseason priorities. But aside from that, it's hard to project exactly what they need because I just think that you have to see how this series plays out, first of all, and you know, make changes if you have to make any according to that. But right now, to me, it's like, look, this, you win game five. I don't look at it like you got to win three games in a row, guys. I look at it like you win game five, you go to Indiana and steal game six. You got to win two in a row. Game seven in your building theoretically takes care of itself.
In theory.
So you've got to win
next
two.
Got to get there.
Give me your assessment of the coaching battle in this series.
No, it's been great. I mean, it's really been great. We saw Kenny Atkinson come out, and I only look at games three and four because you didn't have Darius Garland game one. You didn't have Garland, Mobley, or Hunter game two. So that's, you know, that's really tying Kenny Atkinson's hands. Game three, fully staffed, came out with that great zone defense, that 3-2. And then you see game four, well, the Pacers made a great adjustment to that. What we saw very early in game four, which the Cavs are going to have to avoid, is the Pacers attacking that 3-2 zone with Evan Mobley up top by pinning Max Strus under the basket against Miles Turner or Siakam. So I think if we see a zone in this game, a 3-2, it's probably going to be Mobley and Allen under the hoop to counter what Indiana has done. But I just think both coaches are excellent coaches and have done a great job at making adjustments. So we're going to see, you know, what's Kenny Atkinson, how's he going to counter tomorrow night?
He's Sam Amico. He's from HoopsWire.com. And we thank him very much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Sammy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
Sam joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy Baskin sitting over there wearing shorts today for the first time this year.
That's just doing my best Dan Menigan. Dan, how am I doing? I got to tell you, though, they used to call me when I was a kid. I used to hate wearing shorts, so I wore jeans.
They used to call you Andy?
No, they would call me Frozen French Fry Legs because my legs were so white. So my good friend Scott Seekley used to call me Frozen French Fry Legs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then I'm still, I looked yesterday, I was wearing shorts for the first time. By the way, did you have a good Mother's Day? Just want to make sure you had a good mom.
I did, but I'm not a mom.
Well,
congratulations.
What'd you do? Did you have anything fun? Did you do anything?
Yeah, I went to my mother-in-law's and then went out to dinner with my mother, and I did it. Hmm. And then I watched the Cavaliers get shellacked.
Yeah, we did the same thing. It was fun. I got to fire up the grill yesterday for the first time, so I was excited about that. Dan, you did the
first
same
time,
thing.
First time, huh?
First time this year.
Nice.
Why? Have you fired up the grill already this year?
A couple times.
Have you?
Yep.
I used my mom's grill over there because we went over to my mother's house, and it was kind of weird. It was like a road game. You know, you're working on someone else's grill.
Oh, that's
like,
never.
You know where the hot spots are?
Yeah. Yep. Not a comfortable feeling.
I don't know. We use the timing, you know, to make sure the burgers are perfect. So, but you can't do that when you're on
timing.
Timing. Yeah. You want to make sure you cook it exactly to the perfect. I mean, obviously, I use temperature, but time is also.
How about
how
using
I do
your eyes?
Yeah, but how do you know
you
if it's cooked
all
the way?
You stick a meat thermometer in a hamburger on a grill?
No, not at all.
I will.
Really?
I don't do it. No.
You guys.
Mr. Grill, tell us.
Can
how
you not
does it work?
Look with your eyes and see that a hamburger is cooked?
You can see if it's cooked on the outside. Cooked on the inside.
I could do it with the palm of your hand as well, where you compare it to different spots on the palm of your hand to tell you how done a piece of meat is. I could do it that way as well, but I just trust the meat thermometer because my eyes have gotten me sick before. And so the minute you spend one 24-hour period getting rid of everything you even thought about eating.
Yeah, Jeff.
You start to trust technology a smidge more so that you never have to go through that weight loss program again.
Only thing I really cook with a thermometer is like a good pork roast in the oven.
You're going to hate
otherwise,
me.
I just...
You know what my trick is.
You don't do it with like poultry, like if you do a turkey or a chicken or anything like that?
Well, with a turkey, the thing pops up.
Don't trust those things. I've been burnt by those before, too. Mm. That was another weight loss program.
You know what my trick was yesterday?
A weight loss program.
So I had 8 burgers on the grill, right? So what did I do? Took one of them, cut them right in half while I was cooking it.
Oh,
and I'll take that one. Yeah, that way I know
frowned
it's done.
Upon.
And then I'll put cheese on that one and I eat that burger. I have no problem doing that. I don't know why you guys look at me like I have a third eye when I do that.
You don't cut meat when it's on the grill.
Guess what? If I had 8 burgers there and I knew we weren't going to eat all of them.
And then you must let it rest.
Yeah, whatever. You sound like my wife.
Let it rest.
So then I cut it in half to make sure that it was cooked all the way through. And then, as we were eating, I did what you have.
Dan, the dude cuts hamburgers in half on the grill.
To make sure one is cooked. And then I eat it myself. I sacrifice myself for the team. Obviously, not a team player. This guy, end of these thumbs, team player. 100%.
If the man is happy with his choices, then we must not judge the man.
Thank
if he's
you.
Okay with said things.
Thank
though
you.
If you cut my burger in half and then handed it to me, we would have had a problem.
You wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, well,
if I put it back together and put a piece of cheese over it, you would never know the
you
difference.
You can't duct tape my burger back together with cheese.
Sorry, bro. I could, and you would never know.
You cannot tape my burger back
together. I guarantee you it's happened before.
So what did Kenny Atkinson cut in half yesterday? His offense or his defense?
Now, right there, that's broadcast.
I think you're down to 8.
Thank you very much.
Got to get the ship back on, back in the canal. Let's go. Got to get back. Can't talk about the rest of the world is hurting. We're all hurting from the Cavaliers, yet I give us a tiny respite.
Well, we took
to talk
it. We
about
enjoyed
hamburgers.
It. We enjoyed
it. And now, all of a sudden, let's just jump right back into the quagmire.
You don't, like, do that with steaks, too, right?
No.
You don't cut steaks
okay,
open.
Good.
Steaks are all... I might use a heat thermometer on those.
Oh,
though.
Okay, good.
You don't
good.
Even
Would you stop being like so hoity-toity about it? Come on, man. You sometimes you get arrogant in the way you talk about the grill. You do. There's a Jeff Phelps arrogance to, well, oh, I can't believe... You didn't... You use something more than salt and pepper? All right.
You want me to... I'll give you 30 seconds here, and you'll laugh at me.
Here we go, Mr. Highfalutin.
I have a new grill.
Yes.
New to me.
Yes.
It did belong to Poobah.
Oh, no.
I bought Poobah's grill.
Does it yell at you, too, when it's done?
Then I took the grill that we did have, and I put it back where I found it.
What?
I took the grill that I did have and put it back where I found it.
Where was that?
The end of the road.
Somebody had it out for trash?
Yes.
And you took it?
You're darn right I did.
Was it a high...
My neighbor across the street.
Did you
so
tell
I put
your
it back
neighbor?
I put it back where I found it, not at his drive, but at my drive. and I put the same sign on it that he had on it. Free. It works. It was gone in an hour.
Wow, good for you.
There you go. We just move things along in the neighborhood.
Was it a highfalutin grill?
Maybe back in the day.
Does it start with a W?
No.
Oh, okay. It
started with a J. The one I have now starts with a W.
I had a friend that sent me a picture of their stuff in their green egg, and I was like, ooh.
Oh, those green eggs are something.
I was like, wow, man, that's a giant golf ball.
Look, where's your confidence level for game five?
Not very high.
Where's your game confidence level for the whole series?
No, for the whole series, minuscule. I think they win game five. I had a pretty good feel on every one of these games. Yesterday, I felt like they were going to lose. I just didn't think they were going to get smoked. I remember we walked away, or what did I say to you when we walked away on Friday? I thought we'd be even at two. Isn't that what I said?
I've had a great feel for this series.
No, you haven't. You were wrong the first couple of games.
A great feel for this series in the wrong games. I thought Indiana would win a game at Rocket Arena. I thought they'd come to town and win one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it might be game one. They won that game. And then I thought for sure the Cavs were going to win game two. And then I thought for sure Indiana was going to win game three. And then I thought for sure after Indiana lost game three that they would win game four. I did have that one right, but didn't have a show to tell you. I think the Cavs can win another game in this series. And Sam is right. If you win game five, then all you have to do is go to Indiana and win a game. And then you come home and you have game seven on your home court, which doesn't necessarily, the home court advantage doesn't mean diddly right now. It's just this. And this is where my confidence is shaken. You ready? You were down by 41 points at halftime. You were down by 41 points at halftime. Now, it's not necessarily that the Cavs' confidence will be shaken going into game five.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my God. The Pacers are going to be sky high, and they're going to know the opportunity that's ahead of them. They knew the opportunity they had ahead of them going into game three, and somehow they let it get away.
True.
I don't see Indiana letting it get away twice. So I think game five could be a wildly competitive game, and I don't expect to see a team go up by 20 points like the Cavs did in game two and lost it, and the Cavs did in game three and won it. And Indiana did, and then some, in game four, and blow the Cavs out. You know, the Cavs didn't trail in game three, and they didn't lead in game four. I expect game five to be back and forth and to be tight. And I think that's going to be the game of the series. And I think Indiana has a great chance to win it. I think the Cavs have a great chance to win it. I'll tell you who I think is going to win it tomorrow.
Is there a chance there's a blowout in this game, too?
I don't think so.
I'll just let it. I want to touch this, but there's 10-foot poles are all around me, so I'm not going to. You're right. I'll tell you what I think tomorrow. I have this gut feeling on it, and I've been pretty right throughout this series. And remember, because we were walking out of here, they were down 2-0, and I'm like, they're going to win. I think they're going to win tonight. I feel like they'll win. And they did. They played
the best
game. Yeah,
you thought
they'd
win game three. I thought Indiana was going to stomp on them.
Yeah. So,
and then Indiana absolutely stomped on them in game four.
Couldn't you see this game absolutely flipping, though, where the Cavs blow out the Pacers?
No, this game will not. Game five will not be a blowout. I'll bet no team in game five leads by more than 15
points. So here's my feeling. That
it might not lead by more than 10. I think it'll be tight.
If it's a close game, I don't feel good about the Cavs right now.
Why not?
Because Indiana's
the best player in the series.
Yeah, but he's hurt, and Indiana's had the magic touch.
He was hurt yesterday.
No, he's been hurt since the end of the regular season. He played through it.
Okay,
he's played magnificent through the pain. It's the playoffs. I doubt would he have been playing if it was regular season. Who knows? Who knows? But I Indiana's had the magic touch late in these games, and I can't see that going away. If it's a close game, I fear them. Hey, there's a reason Kenny left the guys on the floor. They were up 20-plus game three, right? He kept his stars out of the floor.
Because he remembered game two.
Yes, and so that's why I'm saying.
So were they gassed? We're looking for anything?
Yeah, I think you're not. Were they gassed in game two? Yeah, they were down three guys. I mean, I'm not going to. You can't not look at that. You cannot say that was not a factor in game two. You can't.
What? That they were gassed?
Yeah, that they were down three guys and they were gassed at the end. 100% that was a factor. 100.
Can't argue with that, except for one thing.
You got to be better than that?
Tough.
Yeah, I agree.
You've got to win four out of seven games. Doesn't matter who's in uniform or who's on the floor. And we can all sit here and make excuses and talk about it. You're right, Andy. I told you about game two. I was convinced they were going to win that game until the minute that shot went through. Second that shot went through. I thought I couldn't believe that.
Especially because they were home.
I didn't expect them to lose two games at home, nor did I expect Boston to lose two games at home. And then the Knicks to come out and do exactly what the Pacers did in game three. How bizarre, you know?
Can I ask this, just watching? Again, this is TV entertainment stuff from the outside. Do you think Rick Carlisle is a little bit of a whiner?
Nope.
You don't? Do you, Dan?
I think he's a good coach.
I'm not questioning whether. I think he's a good coach, too.
And gets into it a little bit.
You think?
I think he's a good coach.
I'm not questioning whether he's a good coach. I've said he's a good coach. Jeff said he's a good coach. Do you think he's a little bit of a whiner? He comes off that way if you're watching on TV. At least he does to me. I'm like,
by
Rick,
standard,
can you just stop? Just
by
stop.
Standard measurements or by NBA measurements?
Standard.
Yeah, but every NBA player / coach is a whiner by standard measurements, which is part of the problem. Is if you measure NBA players / coaches against the way all of us handle things, they all look like whiners. I have never seen a league in my entire life that spends more time turning around and questioning officials than the NBA. And it has started for years and it has gone on forever. And it drives me up the wall how much time is spent with guys going, I didn't follow them.
And now they have challenges where they can just stop the game.
Right. It's ridiculous. I hate coaches who ride the refs to begin with.
I do too. Ride your own team. Maybe you won't be down by 41.
Yeah, I don't understand that
either.
Or the
game before. You won't be down by 26 if you're Indiana.
I understand some of it of like, well, you know, I like to have my players' backs. So I like to show them that I'm behind them. But like, it has begun to hit a point where anytime anything happens, you're 4-on-5 the other direction because someone's yelling at a referee. Or is yelling as the referee's running down the floor and you're running step for step with them giving you the 2 cents.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, on the LeBron, the whining scale should be on. It should be called the LeBron scale, because I can't remember in all those years that we were sitting down low or we were sitting covering the Cavs, and maybe that was more LeBron 1.0 than it was 2.0. But man, LeBron had a lot to say about everything on every play.
Well, I asked the question heading out of the last segment: where's your confidence level, Cav fans? You know where it is, Andy? Non-existent, because not one person called to tell us that they were confident.
Are you confident? Do you have any love? All right, it's two questions.
I'd say it's 50-50.
But two questions. Are you confident in game five or are you confident in the series?
I can't imagine them winning the series. I think they have a good chance to win game five.
I'll buy that. I'm 50-50 on game five, maybe even 60-40 on game five for the Cavaliers. And I'm like 10% on winning the entire series.
Are you with Baskin on that? I think those numbers sound about right. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.